For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The sounds of migrant children separated from their parents in a detention center was loud and clear on the House floor on Friday. Los Angeles area Congressman Ted Lieu was called out of order when he used a digital recorder to play the sounds of what advocates say are children crying out for their parents after border agents separated them.
There is no rule in the House that says I cannot play sounds from a detention facility.
The gentleman will suspend the use of the device. It is in violation of Rule 17. The sergeant-at-arms will enforce the rules of decorum.
When approached by several plainclothes people ready to shut him down, Lieu relented and turned the recorder off. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
In a 5-4 ruling today, the U.S. Supreme Court says police most of the time need a search warrant if they want to collect cell phone information about possible criminal suspects. Legal analyst Dane Rosenbaum says the case came from a man who was sentenced to 116 years in prison for a string of robberies.
His lawyer said that, look, my client has a reasonable expectation of privacy under the Constitution, and the Fourth Amendment requires the police to obtain a warrant before obtaining this information.
OPEC has agreed on a modest increase in oil production to help with prices and avoid a supply shortage. Iran went into the meeting arguing it wasn't a question of supply and demand and blaming Trump administration trade decisions. But ultimately, Saudi Arabia persuaded its arch rival to go along with the production hike, although there was no clear indication of exactly how much more the OPEC producers would put out. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Tributes continue to come in for conservative columnist Charles Krauthammer. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Krauthammer died on Thursday at the age of 68. Earlier this month, he had revealed that he was in the final stages of a losing battle with cancer. He'd been missing from Fox News special report for nearly a year as he battled that disease. Fox's Britt Hume worked with Krauthammer for decades.
The man was so courageous in the way he lived his life, and he overcame so much, I mean, almost total paralysis, to achieve what he achieved.
Krauthammer had graduated from Harvard Medical School back in 1975 from his hospital bed as he was recovering from a diving accident that left him a lifelong quadriplegic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Northern California power company says it could pay upwards of $10 billion in connection with last year's deadly wildfires. Of the 21 Northern California wildfires last year, the California Department of Forestry has determined the cause of 14 of them so far, and several were caused by downed power lines. Pacific Gas and Electric filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission that it expects to pay at least $2.5 billion by the end of the quarter June 30th and could reach $10 billion plus as it is facing some 200 lawsuits and has paid nearly $1 billion in insurance claims so far. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.